This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar are jointly demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks on the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly demanded Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks on the war in Gaza next week. The leaders say that only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated. In a joint statement, they say that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has accepted the invitation. Since Hamas militants killed 1,200 people in Israel on October 7th, Israel's offensive in Gaza has killed nearly 40,000 people. I'm Norman Hall.
A senior U.S. official speaking to reporters on condition of anonymity to discuss the push by mediators said only four of five areas of disagreement over implementation remain to be solved between the opponents. Freed in the largest East-West prisoner swap since the Cold War, veteran human rights activist Oleg Orlov speaks about Russia in an interview with the Associated Press. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Orlov decried the repression under Vladimir Putin, with people in prison for merely criticizing authorities, not seen since the days of Joseph Stalin. The machine works to sustain itself and can only intensify the repressions and make them harsher. Orlov was sentenced in February for writing an anti-war article. Told to write a request for clemency to Putin, Orlov refused and, to his surprise, was taken to Moscow last month, where he was eventually freed. It was amazing to find yourself on a plane among free people straight from a prison. The 71-year-old is vowing to continue his work to free the many political prisoners in Russia. I'm Naeon Kim.
For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. United States Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic opponent Kamala Harris will debate on September 10th on ABC, setting up the first face-to-face matchup between the rivals in what polls show is an extremely close race. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
After Trump's comments, Harris spoke to reporters before leaving Michigan.
I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
An Ipsos poll published on Thursday found Harris had widened her lead over Trump. She leads Trump 42% to 37%, compared to a 37% to 34% lead over Trump in late July. Echoing a recent attack line from his campaign, Trump criticized Harris for not doing a press interview since she replaced Biden on the Democratic ticket.
She can't do an interview. She's barely competent.
Trump has conducted a steady stream of media interviews, though they are usually with friendly, right-leaning outlets and reporters.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. A third teenager has been arrested in connection with a foiled attack on a now-canceled Taylor Swift concert in Vienna, Austria. Interior Minister Gerhard Karner said an 18-year-old was taken into custody after allegedly being in contact with the main suspect. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Austrian public broadcaster PRF says Karner announced the arrest during an unrelated news conference Friday. Authorities say the plot appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Investigators are scrutinizing the networks of the suspects, the Austrian Interior Ministry told the Associated Press on Friday, adding in a statement that investigators have turned to evaluating physical and electronic evidence. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro took tensions with social media platform X and its owner Elon Musk to new heights on Thursday, banning the platform in the country for 10 days, amid furor over a disputed presidential election with Edmundo González. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
This comes after the country's electoral authority proclaimed Maduro winner of the July 28th presidential election, although it has yet to produce tallies proving he'd won what they say was 51% of the vote. He earlier criticized platform owner Elon Musk on state TV.
Elon Musk is the owner of X and has violated all the rules of the social network Twitter itself, today known as X. He has violated the rules by inciting hatred, fascism, civil war, death, confrontation of Venezuelans, and has violated all Venezuelan laws.
Maduro blames the owner of X for being the driving force behind post-election protests and dissent. Both of them have offered and accepted challenges to fight each other.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.